Hi there, this is Marissa Santoro of In Our Shoes, and today we're going to be talking about fear and success and why these two seem to go hand in hand and is preventing professionals, if you feel that you are in those shoes where the fear of success is really holding you back and instead of celebrating where you are in terms of advancing in leadership. One of the biggest reasons why we see these two really showing up hand in hand is due to the perfectionism gene that we all can carry around. That perfectionist in us, it shows up if you're ready to go and step into a new position, whether you've gotten the position or whether you're just exploring moving into that position. You might have more responsibility. It may have a higher pay grade. There is a fear of failure due to the perfectionist gene in us. And I'm here to share with you, because this is a topic that comes up often in the Gutsy Leadership Village, I'm here to just talk about some of the reasons why these are showing up and what you can do to really nip it in the bud. Because let's face it, if you know you are qualified, if you know you have the experience and the skill sets, it is normal. It is normal to have a fear of challenges, but not to the point where it's holding you back and really preventing you from moving forward in your career. So first, three reasons why, fear and this perfectionism thread is running through us at these times, at these key milestones in our life where we, really have to make a decision to either step into embracing the success or holding ourselves back. Well, one of the reasons is really the emotional aspect. If you look at the emotional aspect attached to fear and the emotional attachment to success, both of these have, are stark contrasts, right? They're on opposite ends of the spectrum. Fear has a very low-lying frequency, very negative emotion, and success has a very exciting, thrilling, growth-minded emotion. Very, very different and yet coexisting. And so what happens when two very different things, try to coexist with each other? It's almost like you're wiping them out, right? It's like a positive and a negative. You can't move forward. So it's almost like a wash when you think about those two emotions. And so you sort of end up spinning your wheels and oftentimes not making a decision of whether you should, move forward. The other reason, this perfectionist gene seems to really live inside some of our decisions is due to our need to control things. Now, that's not to say that you are a control freak or you need to have, everything planned out. But we do, we do find a sense of stability when we, can control the outcomes of things. When we, for instance, expect a desired outcome and, there's a real good reason to believe it's not going to be successful or we're going to fail, that lack of control, not being able to control outside circumstances and others around us who can make or break our success is another major reason why, this perfectionist gene really, really does tend to thrive. And the other thing that I've seen from coaching professionals throughout the years, doing training workshops on leadership and even myself having been in the corporate worlds. I was an IT executive when I exited. So I relate to all of this. The third major reason I see is due to anxiety. There is just some level of anxiety, which I fundamentally believe is a natural anxiety. If you're jumping into a new role with more responsibility or jumping, ship to another company, lateral, but still new. I think that, there really is normally some level of anxiety, but it's an excitement and nervousness at the same time, those two things together, which aren't extremes. They sort of partner well together. And what I often talk about is when those two emotions exist, that is your gut. That is your gut instinct. So let's just talk about how do we remove the fear and what is something you can do to overcome this perfectionism and embrace fear, because it really is a necessary stepping stone to any level of success that you have. Whether you're buying a new home or finding a new partner, there's a natural, level of human fear. Well, the best thing that I can tell you in terms of embracing it is to really, really scale it down. And what I mean by that is to, I call this the chunkify process at GLA, Gutsy Leadership Academy. But really, really looking at something and almost breaking it down into, bite-sized pieces so that you can scale it down and you can see all the individual pieces that stand on their own versus that big looming, objective, which might be, I have to achieve this goal in 1 year's time. You will often find it, you know, we'll just take a very simple example. Let's say you're looking at, you know, new job opportunities that you want to apply for. You know, you see this really lengthy job description, or you go to a meeting and they're describing a new project or initiative, and it's long-winded and it's all wordy and there's a lot of word salad running around, and you just feel overwhelmed. You know, you feel literally snowed in by all that information. And so you walk away and you say, you know what, this is a little bit too much for me to handle. I don't have, you know, 20% of these requirements. I'm going to walk away. That's exactly where you want to stop. I want you to be aware of when you're, you know, making that shift in your mental game, really, where you're telling yourself, this is too much. This is overwhelming. Because overwhelm is on some level, you know, part of your fear. So scale it down, break it out into chunks, really look at it on the table and seeing them individually as parts to a bigger whole, and then make the decisive decision about how many parts to that whole you can easily or figure out naturally using your resourceful tools and your brilliant mind and all the things that you normally do to figure things out, because that's what you do naturally, right? And really give yourself an honest answer. Out of all of these individual parts on the table, what percentage of this do I out the door qualify for, or can easily step into, or learn, or read a book on, or watch a video, or find a resource who can help me, or go to lunch with someone who could tell me all the ins and outs before I go in there? You know, what percentage can you just, you know, scoop up, put under your wing, and what percentage is probably going to be a growth gap? It's probably going to be a stretch. And that stretch, by the way, is not a bad thing. It's what I talk about often here at GLA, called the growth gap. And if you don't have it, you don't want something new, right? If you're perfectly happy where you are, if you're 100% comfortable, it's probably why you want to leave. And so that growth gap, whether it be 20, 30, 40%, is exactly why you're excited to move into that new challenging role, new organization, taking on this new initiative, whatever that might be. All right. So the perfectionist gene, I wish I could say, you know, it goes away. But, you know, as you may know, you know, most of the time, whenever you're taking on any type of fear in your life, the best thing you really want to do is be aware of some of the things that are showing up. I started talking to you about, you know, three major reasons why it shows up. There are several, you know, several dozen more. I'm sure we could mastermind together. But just know that you're not alone. These are our shoes. We've all been there, and it's no excuse. There is no blame this is not a blame game. It's, you know, it's a growth game. And I'm here to remind you that you have value. You have a unique set. You have a unique personality, soft skills that, you know, relate to others, that you can form and collaborate, you know, with teams on projects. And there are people out there that really want to work with you. And so don't let all this hold you back. Be aware of it. Note it, do the scaling down chunkify exercise, and then give yourself a score about really how much you really want this opportunity and how much you're really willing to step into your fear, because fear is growth. As far as I'm concerned, it's fear is growth, and it's a necessary must-have stepping stone in anything that you do in your life, right? All right. Well, I hope this supports you. I'm Marissa Santoro with In Our Shoes, empowering professionals to increase their influence and embrace their instincts in order to own their authority and find their voice, speak without apology, and basically, you know, really raise themselves in leadership. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye now.